All right. One, two, three. All right, we're here. Another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. And it's episode number 22 over here at Flapjacks, of course. And hello, people over there. We're on the radio. Say hello, everybody. Yes, everybody eating at Dave Roy's place. I'm with the owner of Flapjacks, Dave Roy. Hello, Dave.
How you doing?
Yes, isn't this exciting, doing a radio show right at your spot?
Absolutely.
And not just one, because I'm with my new producer over here, too, Jay Aiello. Hello, Jay. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Derek. How about you?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's a Saturday morning when we're taping this, in January 26th, but it's airing February 15th, and it's just a really great thing. I'm going to call it Real Radio because Jay and I are teaming up, and because he has another internet radio show, and it's called RealHipHopUncut.com, but strictly hip-hop. I always refer to this, we're the underground of, like, Pro FM and Hot 106, you know what I'm saying? And like, we're teaming up, and now we're the, like, allies, you know? It's really great, you know, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it's a lot of good things are going on.
And if you've interviewed a lot of the same people I've interviewed, you know, back doing my soundtrack release party at Tommy's Lounge, you know. But first of all, we have a great show today over here from Flapjacks. We have my wife, Rola. Rola, how are you doing, Rola?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to Bank of America today, too. We have Jay's parents over here. We have my kids over here. We have Tony LaPelle, the dancing cop, and we have Joe Ganado, the rocker, over here from Warwick, Rhode Island, coming up. But first, Dave. And your friend, this is Jay's friend. Come over here to the Derek Shapiro Show. What's your name?
My name is Zoo. I'm coming from Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. That's awesome. So you're the king over here from Queens, New York, right?
The king of Queens.
Yeah, that was a good show, wasn't it? So tell me, what do you do, by the way?
I'm an executive producer and a hip-hop rapper. And I do hip-hop music.
What are you executive producer of? Music?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of songs right now with Killer Shaw from Queensbridge, Smith & Wesson from the Boot Camp Clique, and Killer Army with Wu-Tang.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So maybe you got to do some of Rola's tracks, too, in the future. You know what I'm saying?
I have production at Jason's house. You've heard it.
Like, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you. And now we have Dave Roy again back over here before we get to some music, and then we'll get to some guests and some segments over here. But, Dave, tell me about your restaurant. How long has this been open?
4 months.
4 months. And you have some great, great, great food over here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the first time I met you was probably back in the summertime, probably, what, July?
When we did that function in Slater Park, yeah.
Yeah, we did that function in Slater Park in Alter Ego, and because of you, I interviewed Alter Ego on my last show, you know? And Alter Ego is really a great band, you know what I'm saying? And we have you on, we had you on the website, of course, holding up the Alter Ego, and Alter Ego had you. And tell me, what's your favorite dish to have, with you know, that you have over here? What's your favorite dish that you serve, that you like to have yourself from your restaurant?
The wreck is my biggest seller.
Why?
Because I'm a tow truck operator.
You're a tow truck operator for who?
For Crown Collision.
Really? So if we have an accident, you know, we could just call Dave up, and you will help the cars stranded on the road or whatever, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And also, too, I'd like to mention this, too. You work for Stop & Shop Third Shift, too. How do you have time to do all this?
Oh, I'm not here a lot.
Wow. So you're just a busy man just like I am, huh?
Absolutely, don't stop.
So how do you feel about all these celebrities being in your spot all at once?
I don't know. I have a lot of people coming here. I have a councilman that come here every Friday, Saturday nights. It's a very clean place. It's good food, and there's never any problems.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Dave Roy. Here, I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Now we can get to my weather guy. We have a new weather guy on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Sam Schwartz. He interns with ABC 6 News, and here is Sam doing the weather right now. I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sam's Weather Minute. Oh, wait, hold on for a second.
For I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Well, the jet stream's about to change, my friends. Right now, as we look at it, we have a polar vortex hitting the northeast with very frigid air. But starting on February 15th, things are going to be changing. We're going to have the polar vortex say bye-bye to New England and hello to a nice ridge of high pressure. If you have a lot of golf clubs and need to do some golfing, I suggest you go get those clubs for February 15th. March 14th, as the weather is going to turn nice and balmy. We're going to be going from below normal temperatures to being maybe 10 to 20 degrees above normal by February 15th to March 14th. And I suggest that we look at the West Coast as we're enjoying the nice balmy weather. The West Coast is going to be stormy with lots of rain, and in fact, parts of California will be seeing some snow, especially in a lot of the mountain areas. So it does look like things are going to be changing. So we were in the teens back in January, and coming up February to March.
Okay, right now it is Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. I am Jay here with you, and we are about ready to play this song by Alter Ego. The name of the song is called Superstition. We're just going to take it away with Superstition. We're going to, of course, go right now, first commercial. You just heard the weather, and then we're going to get to the Valentine's Day segment. So here we go, and just check this out and tune it in.
Envisions Eye Care Centers Incorporated. Everything from comprehensive eye care services, laser vision correction, contacts, frame and lenses, same-day optical services available. Four locations, the headquarters in Cranston, Rhode Island. Other locations include East Providence, Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, and Warwick, Rhode Island. Dr. John S. Corvisi and Associates Optometrists. Call them at 401-942-9933. Again, 401-942-9933. Envisions Eye Care Centers Incorporated, Dr. John S. Corvisi, and Associates Optometrists. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Superstition one more time.
All right, we're still back over here. Just heard Superstition here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And right now, before we get to Joe Ganata, then Rolo, then Tony LaPaul, the dancing cop here, we're going to play a Valentine's Day segment. But this is here on February 15th, of course. And yesterday, after you heard this, yesterday was Valentine's Day. So I asked everybody on the streets, Grandmaster D on the streets, Grandmaster Disturbing, what is the worst Valentine's Day gift, okay? I went to New York City at the Apollo. Then I went in Providence. I interviewed Jay Smooth and Finelia, Cosmic Chrissy and Cranston at Borders. And we asked different people about the worst Valentine's Day gift. And here's what people said.
Disney's on ice. And what is your name? We're here at the Apollo Theater here in Harlem, New York, asking people about what the worst Valentine's Day gift is, okay? And what is your name? Oh, you're shy? You are shy. Okay, what is your name?
Delva.
Sorry?
Delva.
Delva? Okay, where are you from?
Originally from Atlanta, Georgia, raised in New York.
Really? What part of New York do you live in now?
Harlem.
Harlem, all right. Now tell me, what is your worst Valentine's Day gift?
That somebody I know didn't give me anything.
Really? And how many times did it happen?
Quite often.
And do you still go out with this person?
No.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Okay. Thank you. And what is your name? Oh, you're shy, too. These are your friends over here?
No, I just met them, actually, because I was supposed to be going to Trey Songz concert.
I don't know how you can communicate with them, because they don't want to speak. All right. Thank you on responding here. I Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, we're here at Borders in Garden City and at a roller show with Cosmic Chrissy from 88.1 WELH and WBSRLive.com, which... You're on tonight, Ashley.
Yeah, tonight. I'm doing 10 p.m. tonight.
10 p.m. tonight. And tell me, what's your worst Valentine's Day gift is that you ever got?
My worst Valentine's Day gift that I ever got was probably when I got nothing.
You got nothing at all. This is the second time that I asked somebody on the streets, and they said they got nothing. And who was this?
Pretty much every guy I've ever been with.
And are you with a different guy now that will give you something now this year, you think?
That's debatable.
Okay. Well, I do wish you a happy Valentine's Day gift, and hopefully if the guy's listening right now, what do you want to tell this guy?
I love you anyway. The world is not about material things. It's about love, and as long as you're thoughtful, it's not about chocolate and flowers. It's about, you know, consideration and respect and love. You know?
All right. Well, thank you, Cosmic Chrissy from 88.1. Tonight, you can, after you listen to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, you could go on to 88.1 from 10 to what? 10 to 12? Or 9?
Tonight on Off the Top, BSRLive.com, 88.1 FM, you can hear us live at 9 p.m.
Right. Okay, we're at Borders. We're Cosmic Chrissy just performed at Borders. But let's get here February 15th anyway. So what's your name, first of all?
My name's Neliro De Pina.
And you're a musician, too. Are you a singer or a rapper?
Singer.
And where can they find you? MySpace?
Yeah, you find me on MySpace and YouTube.com.
All right. And tell me, what is your worst Valentine's Day gift that you ever got?
And I've got a Valentine's gift. I don't know.
You don't know?
I never got a present.
You never got a present? Okay, are you still with this girl that never got you a present?
Nah.
All right. Well, you have a happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Grandmaster D on the streets. We have Jay Smooth, and I want to find out from Jay Smooth what's his worst Valentine's Day gift on the Derek Shapiro Show. Jay Smooth! Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show.
What's the deal, my dude?
Yes. Tell me, what's your worst Valentine's Day gift you ever got?
The worst Valentine's Day gift I've ever got by far would have to be a phone from a female when she know damn well I have my own phone. You know what I'm saying? She's just pissed because I didn't answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? She actually bought me a phone. You know what I'm saying? That's like a tracking device. Ex-girlfriend. Girls, ladies, don't do that. Don't try to track your men down. You know what I'm saying? If they're going to be faithful, they'll be faithful. Don't give no forms, no pages, no two ways.
Are you still with that girl now?
Hell no.
Are you still friends with her?
Nope.
There you have it.
I gave it back right away.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay Smooth. And, of course, in the same show, we're hearing Jay Smooth and Finelia, too. And on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much, Jay Smooth.
Yeah, Jay Smooth, Beantown. What up?
Still Grandmaster D on the streets. We have Finelia, of course, who's on the soundtrack of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show with Jay Smooth, of course. And here's Finelia, of course. He's from California. What part of California are you from, Finelia?
I'm from Jamaica Plain, Roxbury, Massachusetts, but I live in the Bay Area in Oakland, California.
Right now?
Yep.
Awesome. And tell me, what is your worst Valentine's Day gift?
Well, I moved to California almost a year from now. We're almost in February right now, right?
Yes, we are.
I broke up with my girlfriend right around Valentine's Day because she cheated on me with one of my friends. So I would have to say that's the worst gift I got for Valentine's Day.
I say that takes the cake. That takes the real cake, I'm telling you. But I hope this Valentine's Day goes much smoother because, you're hanging with Jay Smooth, of course, you know, so hopefully it goes much smoother for you and hopefully he gives a smooth back in Valentine's Day for you, right?
Yeah, man, you already know, man. I'm single and ready to mingle, baby. It worked out all for the best, so, you know.
Now I got
100 girls, you know, so it's all good.
All right, well, thank you very much, Finelli. I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Now, next on Grandmaster D in the Streets, I'm in East Providence. We have Anonymous. Doesn't want to give the name out, okay? But Anonymous from Sensational Tanning in East Providence, Rhode Island. And what is your worst Valentine's Day gift?
My worst has to be that I haven't gotten anything for Valentine's Day for years. I guess being married a long time, they forget.
And why do you stay with this person?
Because I love him.
Well, hopefully this year you'll get something, right?
I hope so.
Yes. Well, happy Valentine's Day from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
And there you have it. That was the Valentine's Day, worst Valentine's Day gift. And Jay, you had something. What's your worst Valentine's Day gift?
Absolutely nothing. I've got every single year for Valentine's Day so far, I haven't received a thing.
Why is that?
I don't know why that's just the case. Nobody gives me no candy. The only candy I receive are from my parents.
Wow. What's your worst Valentine's Day gift, Dave?
I don't get anything. None of the girls like me.
Nothing. Roland doesn't get me anything either. Roland, do you have anything for me this year for Valentine's Day?
You want a potato?
Potato, that's it. No, Jay's pants, come here for a second. Before I interview Joe Granada. Joe Granada's next, Ashley. Ashley Zoo, what's your worst Valentine's Day gift?
They were dead flowers because it took too long to get to me.
And we have Jay's mother here. Station name for the radio.
My name's Kathy.
Yes.
And
what's your worst Valentine's Day gift?
Oh, my worst. Well, the gardenia perfume. I should have never told him I like gardenia flowers.
And we have Jay's father over here. Come here, Jay. And what's your name again? Bob. Okay, Bob Aiello, right? All right, Bob. What's your worst Valentine's Day gift?
My wife's Valentine's Day gift?
Your worst.
My worst? Well, one time she said that she liked a certain type of flower, right? And I thought, well, what better present would be to buy her a cologne or a perfume, whatever it was. I'm not up on that kind of stuff. That mimic that flower. She liked gardenias, right? So I found, and it was expensive too, this gardenia perfume. She hated it. She likes the flower, but she didn't like the perfume.
Wow.
So I don't buy a perfume anymore.
Well, there you have it. And of course, you heard Jay Smooth and Finelia. And here is Jay Smooth and Finelia off the Derek Shapiro Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. Here's How It Goes, Jay Smooth featuring Finelia. We'll be back with Joe Granada next.
How many bullets does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kit fold. Your shit's old, shit, you ain't got a hit sold. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit hoes. Sick flows, your bitch chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, then you pointing like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
MCs for lunchtime. You gon' need more than just punchlines, but munch mine. Cause dog, I left the bunch crime. Puff lime, enough rhymes, front you a sack. Only way I cuff dimes. You won't play like you brave, then dude, I got you. Sprayed like raid on a cucaracha.
high as Hover, smoking the finest Doja. My destiny is definitely driving Rovers till my time is over. Fly composure, I'm a soldier, and you a little pussy like a tiny Volvo. Make moves with Jay Smooth and pay dues. Hate rules, I'm straight rude, I like my dates nude. And I ain't spending no cash, it's a G thing. I done been in more ass than a G-string. You don't sell weight, you gel pay. You the type of hell rate with a cellmate for a hell day. How many bullets does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kit fold. The shit's old, shit, you ain't got a hit sold. And your album straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit holes. Sick flows, your bitch chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, then you pointing like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
Why you talking like you doing something? You fake dudes been frontin', I make moves, it's nothing. You don't know how long Jay Smooth's been pumping. I've been grinding money, been rhyming hungry. You guys are funny, y'all are far from lyricists. Y'all are more like Steve Harvey, hilarious. It's quite comical how you write horrible. Y'all make me laugh, dog, take a nap and go to sleep. Man, your flows are weak. You can never compete with Jay Smooth or Fidelia. If you try, then dude's gonna tell ya. You're making a mistake. On mixtapes, I spit great. In all albums, I rash with actual facts to bring it back to the mass. Why spit crack in these raps? You're attracted to this trash, and it's my passion, perhaps. Every DJ should put this record on blast.
How many bullets does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kit fold. The shit's old, shit, you ain't got a hit sold. And your album straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit holes. Sick flows, your bitch chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, and you pointing like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes.
I've come to rain like a hurricane, cause I bust these flames like nuts on games. What I draw with pencils, it's monumental. And I'm sick with these pens when I'm scripting these gems. My flows from the brain got them going insane. It's Jay Smooth, but you already knowing the name. So stay tuned to the rest of the game, cause up next in my main to rest of the game.
Just don't know like a home shrug. I call thugs with long slugs. My charm will leave your baby mom stone dug. And all that flashy bullshit and get your mom's mug. To keep your fucking hands high like they on drugs. Hoes, I diss them. Foes, I fold and twist them. You the type to pop and hope you miss them. Blow your soul out the solar system. And rob drug dealers for their base like a stolen system. How many bullets does your clip hold? Click low, get bold, watch your kit fold. The shit's old, shit, you ain't got a hit sold. In your album, straight brick like it's cold. Get dough, rip shows, and we hit holes. Sick flows, your bitch chose, cause the wrist froze. Lips closed, and you pointing like tiptoes. To the haters, forget those, you know how it goes. You know how it goes.
When you see the checkered sign at the side of the road, and you're feeling really hungry, stop at
Flapjacks.
Come to Flapjacks for breakfast or lunch, 429 Benefit Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Flapjacks, eat it. Flapjacks. Flapjacks.
Open daily 7 to 2. Late night Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. Quick, get there before Alter Ego wipes out the menu. Love those eggs and home fries.
Flapjacks is where it's at.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Right before our commercial, you heard, of course, Jay Smooth featuring Finelli off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack with How It Goes. But now, we're up to Joe Granata, the rocker, of course, from Warwick, Rhode Island, right?
Yep, that's correct. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Joe?
Good. Good.
Yes. We're here at Flapjacks, of course, again here in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And tell me about your music now, Joe. How long have you been doing it? And you're 20 years old, by the way, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And tell me about how you got started in rock music.
Well, after hearing Randy Rhoads and Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Kirk Hammett, then that's when I wanted to pick up the guitar. I played trumpet back in grade school.
Trumpet, really?
Yeah, so it's a big difference. Louis Armstrong's a lot different than, you know, Randy Rhoads. But then I heard that, and I said, that's it. That's what I want to play. That's what I'm going to do.
So what is it easier, playing trumpet or guitar? What's harder, actually?
I say guitar. Now all the trumpet players out there are going to be calling me, sending me messages on MySpace.
They probably will.
Yeah.
So tell me about so your influences. Who are your major influences in the rock world today?
Right now, it's been Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, Michelangelo, all the shredders like that, Metallica, Pantera, Dimebag Darrell is a huge influence on my playing and what I do and my songwriting.
And what did you get started into this? What did you get started in music?
Oh, 14 is when I started playing guitar, but previous to that, I actually got my first guitar at 11.
11 years old, wow.
Yeah, and I just kind of looked at it, you know, and used one finger and was kind of just sliding around, and then... When I turned 14, that's when I pulled it back out of the closet and said, okay, this is what I want to do.
Really? And tell me about how you write your music. You write everything in your music, of course, right? Do you play any covers at all, too?
Yeah, yep. I usually cover Ozzy. I like to cover...
Ozzy, okay.
Yeah, so, because Randy Rhoads, you know, of course, one of my favorite guitar players, so Metallica.
You cover Metallica, too?
Yeah.
And tell me about what process do you do to write your own music? What do you go through and like do you go through your own experiences in life and putting your music? Tell me the process that you go through.
Well, with writing music, it usually happens one of two ways. Usually, I'll be jamming, I'll just be fooling around, and I'll come up with a riff and say, okay, I like this. This is cool, and then I'll kind of build on that, or I'll just go from what I feel at the moment when I write and what I want to convey in the music, what emotions, and then that's how I'll start a song.
And so how long does it take you to do the music? How long does it take you? Oh, actually, Dave Roy, the owner, said something. What do you want to say? Oh, Dave's got to take off. But thank you, Dave. Thank you. In the middle of the interview, this is the essence of doing the show on the road. More food, he ran out. Yeah, so tell me about how long does it take you to write a song in the your process? So, you know, does it take a few days? Does it take a few weeks? Does it take a month?
Well, it really all depends. Certain songs I could finish in a day. I could finish the whole song, you know, vocals and everything. But other songs, you know, I'll start off, get halfway through it, and then say, okay, you know, I'm kind of stuck here, and then it might take like a month. So.
Now, do you ever have a song that you really did, but you don't like performing, but it's like so hard for you to perform, you really don't like performing it? Or do you have a song that you really is your favorite that you like performing?
I would say Glorified, the first track on the CD, is probably my favorite song to perform.
Why is that?
I just really enjoy. I enjoy playing it. It's, you know, it's got a fairly complicated solo in it for me to play still, you know, but I really just, I love the feel of it, and I just love playing it. Probably the hardest song is Death Machine Ride, track 3, because...
Death Machine Ride, huh?
Yep.
Why is that?
Well, just singing and playing it is always tough for me. In the studio, of course, you know, you record the guitar and then you go and sing, you know, separately. But live, it's tough. That one's a tough one for me. So I practice that one a lot to be able to perform it live. Yeah.
Now, have you opened up for big name rock people? And if so, how did you do that?
Well, no, I haven't really. I haven't opened for any huge, you know, people yet. So.
Now, who have you played with locally in Rhode Island?
Well, I played. I was recently at Club Hell for the Bodog Battle of the Bands, which had Sasquatch and the Sickabillies. They're a big band around here. I know that the Ringer soundtrack, Tommy Coma. So those are some of the other metal bands around here that played at that show. Route 66, which isn't a metal band, but they're kind of a rock band, and they sort of. From what I hear, they have a funk, jazz type influence in their music, which is really cool.
Now, what's one of your favorite places to perform and why?
Well, I did the Century Lounge a while ago. That was really cool.
Now they closed up, actually. Yeah,
they are, unfortunately, because that was a really cool place. Because it kind of, you know, you just go up on stage and it's a really relaxed environment. You know.
Exactly. And what other places do you like performing at?
Well, Club Hell was really cool, just because Club Hell, you know.
And do you like to perform in the same spot over and over again, or do you like to have different spots? And if you perform at different spots, when do you usually go back to the same spot? Do you space it out? Do you like to space it out?
Well, it wouldn't really. I'd probably space it out would be really good. But I just like playing anywhere, really. I'll go and play. It doesn't matter. As long as I get a stage, an outlet in the wall to plug in the amp, I'll play.
Now, do you have a band behind you or just you? Just yourself, huh?
Aaron Martin and Phil Provencher from Hyper Solid. Aaron plays drums, Phil plays bass, and I play with those guys.
Really?
So, yeah, they're really talented musicians.
Really? That's awesome. All right, we're going to be hearing the first song, then we'll come back to you. I want to ask your dad a few questions, too, and see about the parents' support, so that's good. And the first song we'll be hearing is Supersonic Shred, right? Tell me about the song.
Well, when I was writing that song, I came up with kind of the bass line, the rhythm track to it, and I said, this is cool, and I was going to build it into a conventional song. When I got to the studio, I just decided that I was going to just improvise over the progression, which is the A minor and then it's the F major, and it just alternates back and forth, and I just decided I just improvised the whole track, so it was just first take, and it's probably my favorite track on the CD, because when I listen back to it, I hear different things that I did each time, as opposed to songs where I fully composed the whole song. I kind of know, you know, what I did. So
this is just an instrumental track, or this is you singing?
It's an instrumental track.
Well, here is Supersonic Shred here on Real Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Reflexology, experience health and wellness through the feet. Go see my friend Linda M. Hopgood, NBCR at 583 Central Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Again, 583 Central Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Call her 401-640-9527. Again, 401-640-9527. Go email her at footfingers1@cox.net or go visit her online at www.center-forcenterbalance.com. Sessions by appointment only. Reflexology. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 22 from Flapjacks Real Radio, of course. J.I.L., my producer. We're doing good stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, it's a packed house here today. Couldn't ask for anything better. Great food, great time, and I need another soda.
You need another soda. You're going to be peeing afterwards, I think, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
And so, Joe, tell me, we're still with Joe Gennaro, of course, from Warwick. Where do you live in Warwick, Boats?
Cohasset area.
Cohasset. So, so you must go to, let's see, you're being Italian. I love Italian food. You must go to that Italian place over there. What's that called? That pizza right next to the, what's that called? I can't think of it. What? Pennelli's? Wait, it's Cohasset. I'm thinking about Cohasset. The Cohasset Inn, next door to the Cohasset Inn, that's, what Italian restaurant is that? That's, can't think of it. They serve pasta. It's like Uncle Tony's, but it's right next to it. No, Evelynsville. Oh, you go to Evelynsville?
Not really, but I know.
Oh, Cohasset. Okay, no, I'm thinking of another part of. No, you have to have near Governor Francis. I'm thinking of that. Okay, Cohasset, Evelynsville. So you live in West Warwick, actually?
No, I live across the road.
Only a Stop and Shop.
Yeah, Stop and Shop on that side.
Oh, okay. So what high school did you graduate from?
Tollgate
High School. Actually, another person I've interviewed on this show graduated from Tollgate. He's a meteorologist. He lives in your area. Do you know who it is?
Is it Jim King?
No, meteorologist. Tony Petracca.
Petracca, that's right, yes. Tony.
Do you ever see him around your area?
Once in a while. I'll see him going to Stop and Shop or something like that.
Now, you being in school, did you ever perform in front of your classmates?
No, I never performed at Tollgate. I actually did a Battle of the Bands over at West Warwick High School, and that was a really good time.
Really? And tell me about that experience.
Well, I used to go to West Warwick. I grew up in West Warwick, so my grade school years. So I knew a lot of people, and it was a really great show because the auditorium was just packed. So that was the first time we actually played, you know, in an auditorium that had that many people, and it was really great.
And do you get nervous with big crowds, or do you get more nervous with small crowds? Because a lot of people say they get more nervous with small crowds, and they love the big crowds there.
Well, I could see why, because then the small crowds usually play the small shows, and people are right up to the stage, usually in the bigger things. They're a little ways away, so you don't feel as intimidated. But, you know, I get nervous a little bit. But.
Tell me about your most embarrassing moment on stage.
Oh, let's see. That's a tough one. Probably playing a solo or whatnot, and maybe, you know, making a bend that didn't completely, you know, intonate correctly or something like that might be pretty embarrassing for me. I don't know if anyone else might have noticed, but, you know, that would be pretty. I've never fallen on stage, luckily, not yet, so I'm pretty.
Now, tell me about what's the best part of being a musician? Do you think it's the fans, like the girls? Like, do you have a lot of girl fans, or do you have a lot of male fans, actually, first of all?
With, you know, the whole hard rock thing, you know, it's not it's kind of tough to find, you know, a lot of girl fans, but usually it is the more male fan base with you know, the heavy metal thing, but there is some girls, you know.
And with that, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you with a girl fan, a lady fan?
When I was playing at the Century Lounge, this was like a year or two ago. This was a while ago. And, you know, this girl yells out, "I want to have your babies." And I was like, all right, yeah, cool.
All right. You know? So I take that didn't happen, because I guess you're not a father yet, right?
Yeah, no.
Now, what I'm surprised, too, when I first saw you, I was expecting you with short hair. Tell me about this long hair thing, and how long have you been growing long hair?
Oh, well, for about a year now, and it's coming along. Yeah, I just figured I wanted to do something different, you know, so.
Sure. All right, and your father's here, too. Joe Gennaro Sr., is he still here? Oh, Joe Gennaro Sr., come to the Derek Shapiro Show now. Now, he's a senior, and you're the junior, of course, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, and Joe, welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show. Yes, and what do you do, if I may ask?
I work for Samsonite Luggage Corporation.
Oh, in Bristol area? No, what was that? Warren, right?
No, we actually recently moved about 2 years ago up to Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. It's a long haul from Warwick, huh?
It is, about 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
All right. So, yeah, look, I have Boston fans, too, so people in Boston can be hearing you right now, too. So, hello, Samsonite, right, in Boston area, right?
That's great, yeah. Go Red Sox, go Patriots.
Yes. Now, tell me about you being a father of a musician, you know. Of course, you support him 110%. But what challenges are there to be a parent of a rock star?
Let's see. That's kind of a hard one. One of the things that we really admire about Joe is he has a very intense work ethic, and he's also trying to learn a lot of different styles of music. And a lot of that, my wife and I, it harkens back to our youth and things that we listen to, like the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Bad Company. So when Joe's starting to discover some of that music, my wife and I get pretty excited that he's finding music that was important to us when we were younger.
And do you play music yourself at all?
No, I don't. Only in my dreams. I wish I could.
So are you shocked that you have an offspring that plays music and you're not musically inclined yourself? Are you shocked that you have an offspring that can play so good music?
Actually, we're not. My wife's mother was very musically inclined, actually had a scholarship to Boston College in her younger days. And my father's always had a passion for music and sports, and he's like an encyclopedia when it comes to both type of things.
Awesome. And tell me, too, you've been also a rock singer, too, because I know a lot of musicians like other genres of music. Do you like other genres of music other than rock? And if so, what are the other musicians that you like in other genres?
Well, I would say as far as blues is concerned, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King, Buddy Guy, B.B. King. And recently I've been getting into a lot of jazz. I've really been listening to a shitload of jazz.
Really?
Duke Ellington, Count Basie, stuff that goes back to those days, Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane. But then also the more modern jazz, John McLaughlin, Al DiMeola, more like Latin-type jazz. So, and a lot of jazz fusion, too. So.
Awesome. Now, people can find you on two websites. Now, of course, you have the www.joegranata.com. That's JOEGRANATA.com, of course. And there's going to be a link from my website to your website, of course, coming up when this show airs, February 15th, of course. And your MySpace is what? MySpace.com/?
Joe Granata.
All right. And you must get a lot of fan requests and a lot of requests, you know, for your album sales, of course, there, too.
Yeah, yep. And you can go on the iTunes and you can download the music and also CD Baby, and the CD will be available.
Awesome. And one other question I want to ask, too, before I go. I guess that's it pretty much for today for that aspect. Oh, and what are the performances coming up after February 15th?
Well, I have something in April, April 12th. It's going to be Club Aurora. That's inside Bandstand Live up in Taunton, Mass. That's one that I know, and there's going to be other things that are probably going to come between that time. Between
okay.
Now and then. Be coming up. So.
Sure. And in addition to that, oh yeah, that's what I want to ask you too, because of course we ask different people about the worst Valentine's Day gift. What is your worst Valentine's Day gift?
Oh God, I think a teddy bear.
Really? And are you still with that person?
No. So.
Are you in a relationship, by the way? Is Joe Granata single?
Nope. I'm single. Yeah, I'm single.
So all the female fans out there, you know what I'm saying? You could ask him for a date, right, for Valentine's Day, right? JoeGranata.com. You know? Now, is your contact information on there? Your phone number's not on there, right? But just your email, right?
Yep, my contact information's on the website and also the MySpace.
Don't be surprised if you get a lot of female requests now, right, to go out with Joe Granata because you're single, right?
Yep, that's fine. Bring it on, ladies.
All right. And what's your most Valentine's Day gift, Joe? Joe Senior.
Probably just a card. Just a card, I think.
Are you still with that person?
Oh, yeah, for over 30 years.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you much, Joe. And we're going to play the next song, Back to Life. Tell me about the song, by the way, before I let you go.
Well, the Back to Life is sort of it's a ballad, but it's not a corny one. And I actually wrote the song in remembrance for the Station Fire victims. That's what came to mind when I was writing the song. That's what I wanted to write the song for. So it's kind of got that.
Actually, that reminds me, before we play that, I just heard some disturbing news. Have you ever heard the band The Squizzles?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, I found out. I just recently looked at my email, my MySpace. And I just found some disturbing news that a year ago that The Squizzles perished in a fire in California. I interviewed all the band in the studio. It's on episode number 6 if you want to hear it. I'm going to have a special tribute on episode number 24 of The Squizzles. The lead singer passed away and everything passed away. I'm in California. They were doing some pyrotechnics too, just like the Station Up Go Fire. So I just want to bring that up. I was going to mention that to my fans who heard that interview back at episode number 6. So at episode number 24, two more episodes away from this one, I'm going to have a special dedication to them. So, but I do thank you. And we're going to play Back to Life here by Joe Granata here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Up next is Rolla. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated, authorized by TBZ for the distributions of SLB, FCP, SCP, official products, all the types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima, Portugal. Go visit their website, www.stereoplus220.com, or email them at stereoplus220@aol.com. Go visit them at 215 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. 215 Warren Avenue, East Providence, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 22, airing February 15th, of course. And we got my wife back. Of course, you've been on every episode because you're the backbone of my show. Rola!
Just Rola. And first of all, you talk too fast.
Of course I talk too fast. That's me. Derek Shapiro talks too fast. Why?
I don't know, but you need to slow down a bit. A lot of people, they probably listen to your show and be like, what? What did he just say?
We have flapjacks. I have a question. What did you order, by the way, today?
Oh, I had French toast and hash browns.
Really? And did you have any, what did you have to drink?
I had orange juice.
You know, you had OJ, but that's not going to kill you, is it?
No.
Now, of course, Jay, what did you have, Jay? My producer, of course, Real Radio.
I had an omelet, potatoes, and bagel.
What'd you have for drink?
Still drinking it.
You're going to be peeing afterwards.
I know. That's my favorite, too.
See, you know, I had French toast. I had potatoes, hash browns. I had eggs. They sent me French toast by mistake, but I wanted the big pancake, so they give me the big pancake anyway. And so, you know, it's very good here. Flapjacks here at Pawtucket, of course. And tell me, Rola, now, you haven't been a fully guest of mine since
A long time,
since I think the AIDS Walk, when we promoted that. And of course, you're going to be sponsored the AIDS Walk this year too, along with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, it's just something my husband does automatically.
Because I'm your manager, of course.
Yeah.
Tell me, since the last time you've been a guest on my show, okay? Of course, you've been helping out co-host a little bit, because you're my assistant co-host. But also, you played the Apollo the day before Thanksgiving. Tell me about this experience, you playing the Apollo.
The performing at the Apollo was awesome. Like right now, talking about it, I just get back on cloud nine. I mean, that put me on a different pedestal and a different outlook on things that I want to do, things I want to accomplish and stuff. So things that's actually going to be happening. So, you know, bigger shows and whatnot. I'm going to be doing a show with DJ Danger, you know what I mean? Just to start off the new year with something really big, you know? And I'm going to be on his mixtape. That's the honor right there.
Yes, we're going to have him on the second part of the interview. Of course, DJ Danger is here. He just stopped by to pick up a CD. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, too. But now also, too, of course, you collaborate with a lot of people. You already was on Fed Hill's mixtape that came out, Federal Reserve Notes Volume 5. Of course, No Difference right now. Right now was on the last soundtrack of the Derek Shapiro Show. No Difference was on your CD, too. Now, and of course, you're coming out with of the Derek Shapiro Show Volume 2. You have Do You Feel It? And Do You Feel It's really big at Black Rep, Club Octane. Tell me about this Do You Feel It song. Why you think so many people feel it?
Well, there it is. Do you feel it? The question is, do you feel it in whatever you're doing? What, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's a song. I don't know, regardless if you get it or not, you know.
Now you're working with some other songs, too. You're working with Fliz and Miltic. And Who Dem, right? And who I had on my last show. And of course, you've been singing How Sweet It Is, and you get a lot of reception about that. Tell me about that collaboration you have too with Fliz.
Well, he actually asked me. Well, I don't know how it worked out, but he gave me a couple of tracks from this producer. I forget his name. Headcase is the producer, and I spent time writing the songs and whatnot. I really liked the tracks and stuff, so that's how it came about, I guess.
Really?
So, originally the tracks were for Fliz, but then he gave it to me since you wanted, my manager, wanted a collabo.
Yes.
Wanted a collabo to happen, so there it was.
And also, too, of course, Jay Smooth, who we heard before with Finelia, you have a track with Jay Smooth that's going to be on the mixtape of DJ Danger, of course, DJ B Danger. How Sweet, One Day, actually. One Day. Tell me about that song. How you collaborate with that with P. Mood in Boston?
Once again, Smooth, he wrote the hook. He wanted me, it just people, I guess they like my voice. I don't know what it is. If someone wants me to be a part of something, I'm going to be a part of it. You know, it's an honor, but I'm just singing. I'm doing what God blessed me to do. You know?
In addition to that, you have a lot of shows come up in March at Borders, okay? Now, now it's funny because in Boston on February 7th, you're going to be at... It's funny because you perform at clubs like Club Octane. Of course, you're going to have your birthday bash there that we're sponsoring. Real Hip Hop Uncut.com is sponsoring. And Roller's Own sponsoring. Yeah, Jason Aiello, of course, my producer. And it's funny because you perform at Club Octane, your birthday bash, because you're going to be 28 on February 23rd, okay? 28 years old, February 23rd. That'll be 2 more years. Should be 30, and I'm 30, actually. Now February 26th, Club Octane. And you're going to be at February 7th, that will already be in past, but February 7th, early this month, you performed at Macumba Nightclub. But on the same token, February 29th, the last day of February, which is a leap year, you're performing at a Borders. Tell me about the difference of styles where you're performing from like a Spanish nightclub to a Borders cafe.
I roll with the punches.
I like that. I like that. Well, we're going to play Do You Feel It. Tell me about Do You Feel It now.
What do you want to know? Like, I wrote the song because the track, you know, I whatever the track is feeling to me, that's what I put it to it, you know?
All right. Well, here is Do You Feel It Now here on Real Radio, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Do you feel it?
RaverZone.com, and we just had the Derek Shapiro Show. Charities benefit of the Multiple Sclerosis Society, Project Bread, Work for Hunger, AIDS, and Ronald McDonald House, and more, such as Meeting Street Telethon and the Salvation Army. Go to visit www.rollerzone.com or www.derekshapiroshow.com or email Reality Resource Music Management at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com. Okay, we're back here on Losing Some of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, I'm interviewing my wife, Rola.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes, and we have my son, our son over here, River. How you doing, River?
Say hi.
No, no, don't lick it. It's not ice cream. London, come here. I'll do it in London. Come here for a second. London's having bacon. And London, you've been a solo mom, of course. And London, tell me about having a mother for a singer. Tell me about having a mother for a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? Oh, you're having bacon. You don't want to choke on it. Okay, that's London for you. All right. So tell me, Rola, you're going to be on this mixtape, of course. This mixtape's going to be coming out. And we have a DJ Big Danger, of course, coming up to pick up the mixtape, pick up the songs, actually, to put on your mixtape. And tell me about why you asked Rola to be on this mixtape.
Because Rola's very talented, of course. You know, I'm from Boston. I've been out here for 2 years. My man Dante, the voice, brought me around, you know, the different venues, you know, the open mic scenes. I heard Rola for the first time at the Black Rep. Loved her. I heard her again at Club Octane. Loved her even more. And decided to put her on the first Thursdays in Boston.
And of course, by the time this comes out, or we already aired, of course, you already would have performed that. I can't get out right. Already would have performed that February 7th at Macumba Nightclub. Hopefully it went well. Probably did well anyway, you know. But you live in Cumberland, Rhode Island. And what's out in Cumberland?
Houses. A better life for my kids. That's why I left Boston, you know. I had to slow it down.
What do you like about DJing?
The crowd reaction. It's I guess you could consider me a performer as well, you know.
And what's going to be on your mixtape? Dante Martin's going to be on your mixtape, Two Tracks of Rola. What else can we expect on your mixtape?
A lot of unsigned artists. Tayshaun King, he's from Boston. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I got some exclusives. You know, Keisha Cole. I don't want to tell too much right now.
What's the mixtape going to be called?
Danger Zone, R&B edition.
Wow. And that's funny, but Danger Zone, and you have Roller Zone. Tell me why you like RollerZone.com, or why like Roller Zone's a zone.
I'm in the zone, you know, especially when I'm, you know, it's the zone you get into, especially when you're writing music. When I'm on stage, I just, the presence on stage. I mean, people see the expression on my face. Well, I can't see it, but I just love what I do. I thank God. Woo!
And tell me, what's one of your favorite places to perform? Was the Apollo one of your favorite places to perform the day before Thanksgiving?
Everywhere, but yeah, I can Apollo, because that's big.
And you rubbed the tree, the same tree that the Jackson 5 rubbed back in the day.
Stevie Wonder, James Brown. They even held a ceremony there, actually, didn't they? When he died, I believe.
Yes, they did. They had the funeral over there.
Right. So it was.
And tell me that experience about when you first went on stage before going out with the screaming fans.
I was nervous because I didn't want them to boo me, but when I saw that they were clapping when I said thank you to the Apollo, they were like, yeah! I was like, oh my God.
And tell me about after, of course, I went with you, of course, just me and you out at the Apollo in New York, and people went up to us in Times Square afterwards. Tell me about that experience.
When we was walking on the streets of New York, people were coming up that remembered me performing there. Like, you were great. I'm like, wow, like, just big city. Yeah.
Love.
You know, it's something. It was something.
Tell me, where do you think you could picture yourself to be in a year from now?
A year from now, labels are going to be like, who is this girl? They're not talking about contracts yet, but they'll be like, they'll be saying, let's find out who this Rola is.
Now, of course, you have your own independent record, but tell me about how Ambitious Records is going strong and how.
You have this one artist, which is me, and I want to build that from the ground up. You know what I mean? I want to stand out. Like, I'm different. You know, a lot of people, they may like my music or they don't like it, and that's why I do stand out, because of my music. It doesn't have, like, one, you can't really put it in one category.
you know, although a lot of people say it's R&B, but you can't really, you know what I mean?
Now, in addition to that, of course, what I'm going to say is that you also did a collab with Dante, of course. Tell me about this collab too you did with Dante.
This song, oh my God, this
voice.
I'm excited to. I can't wait to perform it. It's
really.
You just gotta tune it.
Awesome. All right. Well, I do want to thank you again, Roland. Roland, we're gonna play the next joint off. Not next joint off your mixtape. We're gonna be playing Up and Down. But you want to give a shout out.
I want to give a shout out to DJ Danger for coming out to get the tracks. Looking forward for the show, and thank you for having me.
All right, and people can go to rollerzone.com and MySpace/rollerzone. And anything we could expect from you from a new album coming up yourself?
Yeah, it's coming. That's all I got to say. It's coming. That's what the flyer is going to say. I'm going to have my manager say, Roller's album coming. I don't even want to say soon. I just want to say coming.
And tell me about Up and Down. This is with Rebel?
Yeah, this was featuring Rebel.
Up and Down, Round and Round, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here off of DJ Big Danger's new mixtape coming out. Here's that song right now here on Real Radio. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Up next is the Dancing Cop, Tony LaPorte. Long and round.
ain't no party going on unless A and B's in the building. We can't be denied like FICA on payday. We say fuck the rules along with this music corporation and real hip hop. They ain't representing. Watch your mouth around the crew, cause we're not liable for what we do from the living room to NY. We make the crowd go up and down. Why? Air rocks in the crowd, shutting down any chick talking greasy about roller. Ringing punk punk back the ball, but don't test like we saw. Or a bar fight like Luda, as we DTP like we Def Jam South. The promoters knows we're legit, and you're not, so you're not booking them. You look down, my friend, it's not a fault, you can't pack them in. The crowd like A and B does it, so watch the stairs and the slick talk, or you'll be laid down. Drop the mic and get off the stage, cause you'll never reach fame.